What it is, once again, is your boy, man. Coming at you again with this wild Cliff Notes for the Bible for a what? Thank you very much, real nigga. Thank you very much. How y'all doing out there today? It's good to be here. Being able to deliver this message one more time to y'all. Hope y'all enjoy listening to it thus far. And I believe at this moment we are currently at chapter 35. Wow. 15 more to close out the session, you feel me? That's a beautiful thing, man. God really showing himself strong, man, for somebody who... No theology schooling or nothing like that, though, you know what I'm saying? But just going with what I feel God put on my heart. I just thank you, man. Lord, I thank you for allowing me to be here today. Continue to keep me. Thank you for my listeners as well. Keep me, keep them, keep us from danger seen and unseen. Things we want to be kept from and don't want to be kept from. Allow the words to come fluently off my tongue, help my mind to stay focused and continue to strive and be persevering through the times when it may not, just like that, may not be so fluent, but the ambition in the heart still be there, you know. May the pictures be vivid, may it encourage people to read the book, Lord, be in the midst, oh Lord, continue to be in the midst, and I know which your will to be done at the end of the day. I love you. Anything I've forgotten, help me out. All glory and honor shall be thine. Ask these and many more blessings in your son, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Chill. I'm about to get this wowing part started, and then we can start chapter 35. But I am not speaking on chapter 35 today. Until I light this up, you feel me? Today been a long day, my G. I need this right chill. And we're going to get into this word right now. Chapter 35. How did chapter 35 start? Oh, yeah. Chapter 34, that was kind of like had a bullseye on his back. You feel me? Because Levi and Simeon felt like it was the need to re-avenge their sister, who was pretty much happy being what she was, and kill everybody in the nation where they were staying at, or in the city that they were staying at, because they're still staying in Canaan as the nation. But that city, you know what I'm saying? They pretty much murked everybody out there and took women and children and shit like that. All the goods and all that shit, the oxen and everything, man. They cutthroat type shit over some bullshit. But 35 picks up with God talking to Israel. And he was telling them, man, you remember the place that you had went to when you was on your way to Pananera and you was trying to get to Uncle Laban? It was a place that you stopped at and you saw all the angels and everything. Yeah. I want you to go back to that place and dwell right there for me. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to take care of you. You know what I'm saying? I haven't forgot about you, but I want you to get there for me, and everything going to be everything. I promise. So he called, you got the family up, and he told them, you know what I'm saying, what the plan was. But he told them first, hey, man, he like, on some real shit, nigga, we finna go to a place where I promise you this is God land. I promise you, man, this is the land of God, bro. So all these graven images and all these, you know what I'm saying, other guys and stuff that y'all got going on, all these little graven images and shit that y'all keeping up with, yeah, I gotta get rid of that shit before we get to Lord's Cause, a.k.a. Bethel. Because once we get done, nigga, I'm telling you, I seen the ladder, nigga. It's angels going all up and down this bitch, dog. And I seen the presence of God hanging above. So we can't go in there with no dumb shit, dog. We gotta come in there humble-hearted, open mind, open hand to God, dog. We can't be doing this guy, other guy shit, and all these graven images and shit that y'all done stole from some motherfuckers that he shouldn't have stole it from. So, you know, they got rid of everything. You know, they start getting rid of their earrings and all their jewelry and all the stuff that they picked up along the way, you know. They finally made it to Lourdes, you did? And when they did, God appeared to them again. Oh, and on the way, though. Thank you, Lord. I need to mention that on the way, when they was headed to Lourdes, like, motherfuckers knew what Simeon and Levi did, but nobody approached them. But it wasn't off the strength of Simeon and Levi. It tell you it's the terror of God, you know, because even though they did what they did, they still, motherfuckers still remember Sodom and Gomorrah, and I think this is like, you know, years and years after Sodom and Gomorrah, because that was in Abraham's time, and this is Jacob right now. He grown, you feel me? So, but the wrath of God, I think, ring bells everywhere, you know what I'm saying? And they did technically kill a whole city, so, you know, it ain't no telling how that story can get portrayed by her word, you feel me? But nobody fucked with them. They made it to Lourdes. I want to say God appeared to Israel again in Lourdes. And, oh, yeah, he did tell them, once you get there, I want you to make an altar like you did the first time. So he did that. They say he gave a drink offering. You know, I imagine it's kind of like when you pour out beer on the curb for your homies or something like that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, kind of like an offering like that, I guess, you know what I'm saying, with a drink offering, and they said it offering to something else, but you know, God appeared to him, and like, this is the land, man, I haven't forgot about you, I haven't forgot about your father, just like I told your fathers, I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna get this land to you and your seeds, man, and you're gonna get kings, man, kings coming out your balls, dog, that's real shit for me, man, like, for real. I'm going to take care of you. I have not forgot about you. I will fulfill my promise. You are, you know what I'm saying, that one, that this will continue through. You know what I'm saying? So just a reassuring factor for the most part, you know what I'm saying, to let them know I'm with you. Because, you know, some true shit just went down, and I know people looking at them with the evil eye, and you know, you can be kind of nervous on stuff like that. So it's cool that God kind of reminding them that no matter how they might press or how they may feel, this land y'all's, you know what I'm saying? So they can feel how they want to feel, but I'm giving it to y'all. I'm giving it to you and your seed. I have not forgot about me yet. You know, so he was happy about that. They also stumbled while they was out there. You know what I'm saying? They stumbled across Rebecca. Is it Rebecca? Yeah, Rebecca. I want to say Rebecca handmaid, who was named Deborah. They buried her out there. I don't think Jacob, a.k.a. Israel, knew that the first time when he went out there. Oh, yeah. And also when God talked to him, said, your name is no longer, I ain't calling you Jacob no more. I'm calling you Israel. So now that I'm calling you Israel, I appreciate it if you make sure everybody else call you the same. You did, because that's your real name. You feel me? So he told him that, you know what I'm saying? Reassured him everything would be okay. Jacob built another altar out there. He made sure his people, you know, everybody that was with him, because they was with him, you know what I'm saying, on his journey, made sure they got rid of all their graven images and they strange guys and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? All right, boom. So they there. They discovered Deborah, you know what I'm saying, over at that place. And they chill there for a little bit. And then I think he get to moving. You know what I'm saying? And he's getting close to a place called Ephraim or something like that. You know what I'm saying? And in this process, you know what I'm saying, I imagine when he was staying at Lourdes, he was feeling real good, okay? He was happy. He knew that this was a place where God dwelt. And I do believe Rachel and Israel got the fucking in love. Okay. On the way, because they're getting to a place called, it started with a G. I just said the shit, but it's kind of like a weird type of enunciation for it. But they get into that place, and Rachel, water break, and she start, you know what I'm saying, having labor, you know, start going in labor or whatnot. And it was like some complications with it, you feel me? From what it seemed like it was some complications with the pregnancy, you know. But even with the complications, the midwife reassured Rachel that she would have this child. And, you know, it's kind of a bittersweet moment for Israel, you know what I'm saying? Rachel too, you know, because Rachel was Israel's ride or die, you know. Forget what chapter. I want to say chapter 29, maybe. I might be wrong. I might be on point. But in chapter 29, I want to say that's when Jacob makes it to Padanaram, the P city that Uncle Laban stayed at. And he meets the love of his life there. You know what I'm saying? Who was Rachel. That's the first person that he met there, even though it wasn't the first person that he married, because Uncle Laban was on some lame shit. But that bond that they have, man, end up having a love child in, you know, Joseph. And I think they had another one that's on the way, you know what I'm saying? And it's like I said, it's a bittersweet moment because there is a son that's born. And Rachel wanted to call him Benoni or something like that. But Israel wanted to call him Benjamin. He ended up calling him Benjamin, you know, but it was a sad occasion, you know, because Rachel passed away during the pregnancy, I want to say, you know what I'm saying? Somewhere within the pregnancy or somewhere after the pregnancy, you know, Rachel passed away. It did. Well, that was a stinger right there for Jacob and Joseph, both of them boys, you know what I'm saying? That was a stinger. It did. But she did have Benjamin. And, you know, from what I understand, he was healthy. You know, everything went well, despite the complications with the labor pains and the pregnancy. It bared out that way. You know what I'm saying? And kind of moved on a little bit further to a spot that's close to a mount that starts with a G2. I can't remember the name. I apologize. A little tired tonight. But, you know what I'm saying? Everything worked good together for those who love the Lord. So despite being tired or not, man, I truly do enjoy putting this word out. You know what I'm saying? And hopefully helping people understand it more. You did, but Rachel, she passed away, and they moved to a place that was close to a mount that starts with a G, and this is where Reuben just get all disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? I don't care how you tangle it or twist it. You know, it's disrespectful. Now, no matter how old Pop is, what's his is his. And Reuben, you definitely grown and feeling yourself and smelling yourself. Because they say when they moved to this spot, you know, outside of, you know, a little bit further from where Sarah passed away, Reuben gonna wanna fuck one of his dad's concubines, which was the handmaid of the wife that passed away, called Bilhah. Oh, you trying to support her, you know what I'm saying? You trying to console her like she ain't never been consoled before because she was vulnerable. But ain't that, ain't mistake. I don't give a fuck how old your dad is, you know what I'm saying? Ain't that his job? Ain't you shit? Don't you shit ask for something from a motherfucker before you just start taking shit? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy. That's your dad. You the firstborn. I figure out of everybody, you had the most respect. I mean, like, Isaac, you know, had Esau. He was the firstborn, and I don't think Esau, well, when it comes to, well, he didn't fuck none. He didn't fuck, well, that's his mama. Isaac didn't really have a concubine, so I don't know if he could be in a position where I could say this. It did, because Esau did marry Canaanite women. And I know his daddy told him about that shit, but it's just, you know, I'm trying to think about, like, listening, just being obedient and disobedient shit, because I know his daddy probably told him plenty of times that that's his shit. He know that that is daddy's shit. And, bro, you could go get your own, man. You could really go get your own. You know how to grow mandrakes, nigga. You got natural aphrodisiacs and shit, man. Come on, cuz. Why you gotta fuck your dad, man? You know what I'm saying? She older than you, too, by the way. You know what I'm saying? She's older than you. It ain't like, okay, you know, they the same age. No, nigga, you wasn't even in the picture when he got married to your mama. You got brought in that picture after marriage, you know what I'm saying? But the handmaid was already there before you even came to the picture. So, I don't know, man. It happens, you know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, it happens, you know what I'm saying? But just because it happened don't mean the shit right. It don't mean that I gotta like the shit or go with the shit because it's in the Bible, you know? I see contradiction in this whole. And that's contradiction. That's your dad. Like, for me, man, it was my dad is my dad is. You feel me? I don't care. I don't care how sexy she think I am. Nigga, you don't belong to me. There's plenty of women out here, and I'm not touching nothing that's not mine. And this is what I'm saying as far as, like, infidelity. You dig? This is infidelity. But like I said, this is where the church house is starting from, this family right here. This is the family that starts what we consider, you know, Christian-based stuff or Pentecostal or, you know, things that having to do with God having a son named Jesus and he died for our sins. That whole makeup is based, you know, this is like the foundation work of those people and that belief, you know what I'm saying? And these niggas listen when they want to. Do right when they want to, sometimes it seems like, dog. I don't, like, when you're that family and you're that standard, dog, you gotta hold that standard when you don't. And then you fucked her and you let Pop find, you know, fuck Pop find out about the shit, you know what I'm saying? He ain't even keep it on the low with the shit. You just tender dick, you know? You get it honest. Your mama was tenderized, so I can imagine her having some sons is tender dick. I mean, it's a part of the equation. It's cool, you dig, but still don't mean that it's right. You know what I'm saying? Nevertheless, you know, after they talk about that, you know, they talk about him making it to Mamre, where Isaac is, you know what I'm saying? And he kick it in Mamre with Pops for a little bit till he passed away. Pops lived to be 180. I want to say, he said 104 score. You know what I'm saying? I want to say his score is 20. So four of them is 80. So Pops lived 5 years longer than his daddy did. Because Abraham lived to be 175. But Isaac lived to be 180. That's pretty good. It did. And when he did, Jacob and Esau, because that's what Pop named him, Jacob and Esau, you know, because it's kind of referring to Isaac, their father. They came back and they buried him, you know what I'm saying? And he gets into talking about just all the children that Israel had, because now this is the settle point for the 12 tribes of Israel, you know what I'm saying? And it started with the lineage of Leah's first, and the sons that she had, which is Reuben, Levi, Simeon, Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun. You know what I'm saying? And then it goes into Rachel and her two children, which is Joseph and Benjamin. Then it gets into the handmaids with Bilhah having Dan and Naphtali, and Zilpah having, bear with me, I got you, Asher and Gad, okay? And those are the 12 tribes, you know, basically. With Joseph, it's kind of like a little, you know, asterisk, you know what I'm saying? But indeed, he's a part of the tribe work too. So, I really do think I cover everything in 35. Because I want to say when they buried Pops, that was the end of 35. So, I do believe it's 35 in the next year. It did. Man, I hope you enjoyed it, man. I really do appreciate y'all for listening. I really do enjoy giving this message out to you, despite, you know, whatever I got going on or however may sound. Don't take my sound as my feeling, because like I say, today was a pretty long day. A tad bit fatigued, but you know what I'm saying? I really do enjoy this. You did. One too many places where I could really get like too many opinions, or you know, I try to do little character stuff and shit like that, but this one was kind of more so just getting to the point, you know, because we about to make that turn. Might have to get into another review after a while, because we about to make a turn from Jacob and Esau to like really the 12 tribes of Israel. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to get heavy set into a story that is so, so legendary. I love it. Personally, myself, man, you know, underdog shit. You feel me? But we're going to get into where, yet again, these boys that Israel have are so disrespectful and cutthroat. And holes, you know what I'm saying? So when we get into this makeup, it might not be such a surprise that there's so many holes in church or so many hypocrites and stuff, because in the family work, you see, man, you know, God have to whoop a lot of motherfuckers into shape, you know what I'm saying? Because they, you know, feel like they can do what they want, man, because they that family. They taking it the wrong way. They feel like they that family, you know, off the strength of who they are, not off the strength of the God that they are following and believing, you know. So before we get out of Genesis, it's going to be some more chapters that can be pretty interesting and thought-provoking, you know what I'm saying? Critical thinking type stuff, you know. But I hope you enjoy all of it, man, because like I said, I enjoy giving it to you. Thank you, Lord, once again. Letting it go down, man. Let me finish up another one, man. Man, I appreciate y'all. We're going to get back to it with this 35, right? So, yeah, 36 is next. But until then, may God bless each and every last one of y'all. And we're going to get it in like that. Chicky, 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 chill.